Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Heine Mainisch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward misplays the ball. That's an error on Ward. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive towards short. Hunfield catches it and throws to first to double up Tavener. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill strikes out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Manish. Ward reaches second base with a double. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Woodall reaches second base with a double. Warner goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to third. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Father Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Father Gill takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Father Gill moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Father Gill tags and moves to third. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Warner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber strikes out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. Collins bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tavner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Woodall moves to third. Tavner moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavner scores. Blue moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Father Gill moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Elmer Jacobs now pitching. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Tavener reaches second base with a double. There goes Warner trying to get to home. Metzler throws the ball into Hunfield, who relays the ball to McCurdy, who tags Warner, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCurdy is called out on strikes. One out. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McManus strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Blue steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield bunts towards the mound. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Falk is hit by the pitch. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Metzler moves to third. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins bunts in front of the plate. McCurdy scoops up the ball and tags Collins for the out. Woodall moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Moore pinch hits for Elmer Jacobs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.